this. He was trying to convince. No, we're not going to go there. That's not. We are. No, we're going to go on in a different direction. But you see,
got distracted.
But we can be enthusiastic, can't we?
Amen.
You know? But I want to be enthusiastically astonished at the goodness of God. I want to be enthusiastic about all the things. As Bernie talked about that, as we look at the picture of a battery full of cells, cells of faith for healing, faith for prosperity, faith for deliverance, faith to be a giver. You know, some people would be kind of happy to keep that cell a little bit under control. A person doesn't want to get out of control when it comes to giving, you know. I mean, you can give yourself into being totally dependent upon God. You've got to be careful about that. But you know, I mean, there's all of those things. There's all of these things that God, by His Spirit, speaks to us about and He touches our heart with. And we should be enthusiastic about every bit of it. My God shall supply all of my needs according to His riches in glory. That's what He says. And if we love Him, we'll keep His word. And so we should find ourselves, as we fill up with faith, more and more and more, just saying, yeah, that's the word of God, and not saying, I don't wonder about that. Somebody's getting carried away with that, you know? I really did decide 22 years ago I wanted God to carry me away with it all. Because He saved me. He saw me and He bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him. Now all my love is good. I mean, it is absolutely amazing. And so I want to be all that God wants me to be, where God wants me to be. That's all that really, really matters. Everything else is okay, but that's what really, really matters. And so in the night this week, God just impressed upon me Mark 11:8. Now I've been reading Mark chapter 11. I can tell you about Mark chapter 11, but when God said Mark 11:8, I don't have chapter and verse thing. I don't have this thing that divides it. And so I was like, I like to be real honest and open with you guys. Now, a mighty man of God would have jumped right up and read that line. But I laid in bed and said, Lord, please remind me in the morning. Okay? And had he said, no, do it now, I would have. But he knows that if I bounce in and out of bed too much, I'll wake up 50 and that won't be good. So. I'm just kidding. But you know, I mean, it was like, okay, well, you know, sometimes I do that, and I have to spend a lot of time going, trying to remember what that was. Sometimes it's just, I got to really work to recall that to my memory banks. But this time I got up in the morning, it was there in my head. And so I rushed. Actually I cleaned up some puppy stuff first. But I kept it in my mind. And I let the dog out, and I came back in, and I was getting, got coffee ready, because Hebrews, you know, in our house. It's true. My wife says Hebrews. I do the doggy word. I get it ready. Sometimes I get it ready so early that it's stale by the time she gets up. But still, I mean, I did those things, but I was thinking about this, and I was kind of rehearsing Mark chapter 11 in my mind, because I knew that I'd been reading it, and so I was anxious to get out there and see it. I opened up the Bible when I read it, and it said, and some of them laid their garments in the road, and others gathered up leafy branches and laid them there. And my initial response was, oh boy. my Lord, you have led me to the secrets of the kingdom here. Glory to God. I didn't say that. I just said, okay. My first thought was, okay, I'm going to have to go and get out Matthew Henry. I'm going to have to get out somebody and see what these, you know, scholars of the Bible have to say about this scripture. I better find out. I mean, God wants me to look at that. And God didn't let me out of my chair. God said, you know, why don't you and I figure this out? After all, I'm the one that gave it to you. Okay, fine. All right, so some laid their garments, and some gathered up leafy branches and laid them on the street. And so that was that. And I did a lot of thinking. I'm trying to figure out, okay. And so throughout that day, you know, he would keep bringing that back up. He and I would keep conversing about it. It was mostly me saying what and him saying think. Consider. Come on, Roger. Come on. You can do this. Gone. Into the next day, same thing. At night, I go to bed and say, God, I need some understanding about this. There's got to be something to this that's important to you, because you pointed out to me it isn't just exercise by brain, I'm sure. Because, you know, we could keep moving on, you know. And then all of a sudden, when I wasn't thinking about it, and I didn't think he was thinking about it, I don't know what I was doing, he suddenly said, Roger, some laid down their garments.